Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Four-star quarterback Peyton Falzone found his way back to Penn State on signing day. He had built relationships with Terry Smith, the interim coach, Trace McSorley. I think, is he one of the quarterback coaches there, or is he like an assistant? I thought he was involved somehow in the team, but anyway.
He was awesome and fun to watch. I don't know what he's doing now. I'll look
but
it up.
But I thought he was involved with the team in some fashion. But anyway, he was with and You're committed right. to Penn State for like 18 months, and what happened was in the summer, so even before the James Franklin firing and all, he switched his, you know, commitment to Auburn. And yesterday on National Signing Day, there he is with mom and dad and said, I'm choosing Penn State. He's from Nazareth High in Pennsylvania, signed with the Nittany Lions. And yes, quarterbacks coach Trace McSorley, his childhood hero. His family called a sense of place at Penn State. Peyton's father said, people want to know, how can you make a decision without knowing? Talking about, you know, the whole coaching thing. And he said, because it's the belief in the school right now, and that's where we are. He's learned that you don't fall in love with coaches anymore. You can't. In the end, it's where do you want to be? And for him, that's Penn State. And he said Smith and McSorley played big roles in it. And they say that they were having conversations with him. And Smith finalized the deal with him in a call on Tuesday night. Now, he did say, I think he's hopeful to get the head coaching position. Yeah. I think he's more than qualified. They'd love to be able to play for him. I can tell you right now, the players love him, too. Obviously, at Rutgers, they had a plane flying overhead that said, hire Terry Smith. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. He's won the hearts of a lot of people. So Falzone is a four-star quarterback recruit signed up. Jackson Ford, four-star defensive end from Malvern Prep, Pennsylvania. These two, the only two players to sign with Penn State on the first day of the early signing period. And they say the two of them have made a unique bond because of that. On social media, these two have become stars with Penn State fans. People are like, we will remember you forever for what you're doing at a really tough time. Now, James Franklin, who is now at Virginia Tech, obviously because of the relationships he's built with a lot of the players who he was hoping to bring to Penn State, he brought a lot of them to Virginia Tech yesterday. And on signing day, there's much to be made of a social media post where crumble cookies, a big box, was posted as to this is what they're doing on this day and how they're celebrating. Crumble Cookie, the CEO, very instrumental along with others in keeping Kalani Sitake at BYU. You know, that he was possibly going to go to Penn State and then he didn't. Much had been made. There were people who were saying, look what James Franklin can do at Virginia Tech. All of these players, he's a recruiting god. And imagine what he can do in a year if he did this in 2 weeks or 2 months. I'm sorry, 2 months. And people were posting, those were Penn State recruits. Now we get it. You know, they're going with him because of the relationship that they had. But the fact is, he had not just the people that Virginia Tech were talking to. He has a bunch of the people that were talking to him about Penn State. So those were Penn State recruits.
Right.
He had a head start, let's just say. But he was asked about that.
Yeah.
And he made a comment. I wasn't specifically looking to any one place to take their players. It's the people I had relationship with. Come on. Nonsense.
I don't think you can come out flatly and say, well, they got rid of me and I took my things with me.
Yes.
You can't say that.
And then to have the crumble cookie, it's like trolling.
Yeah, I mean,
it is what it is. And then, of course, you had Penn State fans who said, yeah, he's a great recruiter. Wait till you see him coach. And then it got really ugly.
And he appeared, like, I'm going to give him this. He appears to be an okay troller too. Like that's not
he
bad.
He lets other people do the trolling.
That's not bad for him. But like there was it Peyton Balzone who said, you know, you have to know, you have to love the school, not the coach.
Right.
And you know,
well, a lot
that's
of these
the right
players,
attitude.
Is it not true? A lot of these players, just because you say you're signing, you can go into the portal, you can move to another place. Because what's going to happen is they're eventually going to have to start talking about the money.
There's so many things that don't make any sense with college sports. It used to be, you know, just like if you were going to transfer, wasn't there? Like, I think you lost a year. You had to sit out a year. It was a real. Now it's just like, oh, at halftime, I decided to declare and I signed with our opponent. Like, I feel like it's so quick now. It's not that quick, but you can leave at the end of any season now.
Right.
They have to figure out these rules. They have to figure out a system that works because especially with money being involved, I just don't know how it's. You're just going to get like a big donor who's going to start giving these kids money and deals. Mm-hmm. What would stop somebody?
It is weird because they do say on National Signing Day, can you decommit after signing day? They say yes and no. No one can force you to play, but if you're dormant, you could face some penalties and other consequences.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.